This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We're back live from Benchmark in Old Town with more of the Score's big game broadcast featuring Mully and Haw, Bernstein and Holmes with Leila Rahimi, and the Parkins and Spiegel Show presented by Circa Sports Illinois on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
There was a little disappointment. I wish there's some games that we finished. We were ahead. I wish we finished those games and really took this thing to a higher level than where we are now. Because at the end of the day, our goal is to win championships and to win the division, and we came up short of that. However, I also was really proud in the steps that we did take. If you really look back and really look at the starting point and then look at where we are today, you can't tell me you don't see the difference. We're making strong progress. We're doing it the right way. It's built on a solid foundation. It's not a house of cards. It's going to continue to grow up as we continue to have continuity with our roster. And that makes the future really bright for us.
That's Ryan Poles. We are Mully and Haw without Vegas Haw, Bernstein, Holmes, Rahimi, Parkins, and Spiegel live at Benchmark 1510 North Wells here in Old Town. Yep. Thank you to Benchmark, an awesome spot, by the way. Great TVs, great drinks, great food. We're having a lovely time.
Danny, have you seen this area upstairs? That roof opens up during the summer, which I did not realize. So if you're looking for a spot to watch a game at night and hang out on a beautiful summer night, this is your place.
Yeah, it's they've taken great care of us here, and I could definitely see myself having a few cocktails and watching a few games. I like the four-screen setup. That's perfect for
the
tournament.
You can see yourself because you're doing it.
That's what it is, Dan.
You looked in the mirror,
Dan. That's what it is. I'm like, you know what? I could see the present tense. And also, you have 1 hour left. Come on out here. Have the Circa app on your phone. Have $100 in and register for a shot. Benchmark is giving away to someone who is here today 3 nights at Circa in Las Vegas, $1,000 a stadium swim, transportation. And the thing is, the only problem with the transportation from the airport in Vegas to Circa is that the limo's not big enough.
Right.
That's the problem. The limo only seats 16. I mean, how am I going to stretch
out? And there isn't
out?
Enough free booze.
That's the thing. It's just so much free booze and extra space. But Benchmark and Circa take great care of us, and we're thrilled to be here for another hour. Adam Schefter today on ESPN's 17-hour pregame show, which, by the way, 5 of the 6 people picked the Chiefs. Sam Ponder, the only one picking the Niners. All 6 of us have picked the Chiefs, so it seems, again,
terrifying.
Except for Dan.
No, Dan picked the
Chiefs. No, I think I did. No.
Yeah. I thought you decided you'd never pick something. What the hell went wrong?
He couldn't help himself, I think.
I like the Chiefs.
Peer pressure.
Dan made a pick.
Yeah.
He made now a there's pressure. A headline.
Yeah. Honestly, that's why we're here. Because Dan made a pick.
I've got another one for you before we're done.
Oh, don't worry. There will be gambling this hour. There will be gambling this hour. We're going to build a little parlay.
I have a terrifying prop bet I thought of during our show where people might die.
Well, people might die.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's actually funny. We can get to the Bears thing in just a second. I got a text from degenerate nephew Jack, and I am the one who turned him a degenerate by getting him into daily fantasy sports.
Yeah, your shady Uncle Danny.
At Thanksgiving when he was 9. He texted me, "How does a Gatorade color get leaked? ! Purple just went down to -130. I'm like, oh, wow, what was it? He goes, orange was the heavy favorite on the open at around +265. Purple was third behind red. But now purple is -130. So apparently there's inside information in the gambling world that the winning Gatorade bath color is going to be purple. How about that? Anyone have a thought on that? All right, I'll keep it
not handy.
I was at a Super Bowl.
That is a popular prop bet, though.
Yeah, it's one of the most popular.
I'm at a Super Bowl one time. I think Springsteen was doing the halftime show.
I knew Molly would have something for
me. Buddy of mine called me and gave me the set list.
That's amazing.
And I'm like, where do you get this down? You can't get it down. You have to go, like, offshore, and there's a limit to how much you can bet. But
yes.
We could not get a bet down. But we knew the set list before it started.
A couple of years ago, I forget who it was, but, like, the anthem singer, like, did the rehearsal not at the right time. Like, they blew the private time for the rehearsal. So they did the rehearsal when the stadium was open. And so there were thousands of people
who could hear it.
Who could hear it and time it. And it leaked. And you couldn't bet on the anthem.
Right.
Because the market got flooded. They took it off the board because so many people had seen the rehearsal to the anthem.
Somebody missed a line in the song.
That was a great one, too.
And then went under, and they had to give the money back, right? They had to cancel
yes.
the bet because
yes.
if you're not going to sing the whole damn song, it doesn't really count.
Yeah,
they're calling a push on it.
Changed the rules for it. Like, they put the parameter in after that happened. So this is a great gambling day. This is the moral of the story. You can bet on Gatorade colors, songs, anthems, etc. When do you guys think Caleb Williams will lead the Bears to playing in this game? 2 years? 3 years? What do we think?
Well, Russell Wilson did it as a rookie.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, so we should wait that long?
Yeah, I mean.
I'm using history as a guide, never.
That's correct.
The first bet is never.
Yes, yes.
Never is the favorite.
Never is the favorite, okay. For sure.
Without a doubt.
You shot that one down quickly.
Well, no, Adam Schefter's report today was that the Bears have considered drafting Caleb and keeping Fields, just to post
that they've considered the double.
That was Adam Schefter's report this morning, that they have had discussions about keeping Fields and drafting Caleb.
Didn't he also say the obvious, though, about the Falcons being a possible trade partner?
Yes, he did mention. And my guess is that this is the era, it's the time of disinformation. Yeah, we might keep Fields unless you blow us away with an offer.
I mean, that's what Ryan Pohl should be doing. He
right.
should be exhausting every opportunity to get the most if he's not sold on Caleb for the number one pick. And he should be like, oh, we love Justin Fields, so he can get the most for Justin Fields if he wants to trade Justin Fields. That's the smart play, and everything kind of leans towards him doing that, like him understanding that this, whether it's the number one pick, which there would be, I think, a crazy bounty for them if they were to move it, and not necessarily to Washington, although there have been reports that maybe they'd be willing to go crazy to get Caleb Williams back home. You have to keep every option open so that you can get the most in return for whatever it is that you decide to do.
He played that game very, very well last year.
Sure did.
And pounced as soon as Carolina got a little bit desperate, and here we are. I still think when you have a gift-wrapped number one overall quarterback handed to you by the ineptitude of Carolina, it's incredibly difficult to not simply take it. They don't have to give up anything to get this done and take their guy and reset the clock with somebody who is supposed to be incredibly special. The digging is what I'm interested in on the personal front. I've yet to hear anything that scares me or freaks me out on the personal front.
Yeah, to me it also comes down to what's been leaked so far. Like this week we got the historic return for the pick.
Ian Rappaport had that.
Yeah, right. And then it's, okay, well, who's saying that? Why are they saying it? You know, what's the discussion behind that? It's all about still reading your tea leaves and trying to figure that out. The flip side to this, and I've been a known defender of Justin Fields, but the flip side is how we look at Ryan Poles in the future if this works to get two back-to-back 1-1s and to use them. And frankly, the draft pick in the top 10, that's the Bears, and how they could use this. And, you know, it's funny, I don't want to be the person to talk about offensive line on a Sunday, but I will do it. And when you consider how good the 49ers are, for example, you know, they get Trent Williams, who could arguably cement his Hall of Fame status in a game like this.
I think he's already
season.
A Hall of Famer.
Right. So, you know, that's a good way to get there. And we talk about how the Chiefs and the Lions are built similarly, and we talk about the trenches mattering. You know, that all comes into play here as well. Is the potential to do good with all of this is also big, whether it's your quarterback, whether it's your line, how you're investing in your team.
Dan talked about the quarterbacks maybe having reserve quarterbacks play. I'm telling you, if Trent Williams goes out, that stops their offense. If you've watched them play this year, if he's unavailable, if somehow he gets hurt, it gets a knee rolled or something, I would hammer the Chiefs in the game. In game, you can make some wages if you want. I'm telling you, if he goes down, they don't do
very well. See, we haven't really talked about that either, because we got all of this stuff that's very static, and all of these bets here from Circa with every possibility, every permutation is all static. You're right. One guy rolls an ankle, everything changes, and your opportunity to be flexible, you'd know more than I would. You're famous for knowing what to fade in game when something like that happens. So it's under discussed because we presume that these are fixed pieces.
That is one of the joys of gambling, frankly, is live betting and just feeling like, oh, I might be just a bit ahead of either the odds makers' read on the game. Even though you're not. Or whatever the machinery is to get the thoughts from the odds maker to eventually it being in the app. You're like, oh, I just got there. I read it before they did.
You know.
Even if it's not the case, it sure feels like it sometimes.
What are the 49ers averaging per second half? Isn't it something in the playoffs like 22? Just saying.
Yeah, but like, if you do think the Chiefs are going to win and you think that they should be favored, have the Niners go up 7-0 and then just hammer the Chiefs. Like, that would be what I would be, right? Because you'll get an even more inflated number on, like, you'll get the Chiefs at, like, I don't know.
Plus 160 or something like that.
Yeah, maybe even a little more. Like to win the game.
I mean, so. It's still hard to believe that Patrick Mahomes is sitting there plus 112 right now
for the team. And if you like, if we haven't talked about this either, but like sometimes it's a fun thing to look at and say, I just want to bet on the quarterback of the team that you think is going to win. Because the Chiefs are plus 112 on the money line, but you can get Mahomes at plus 150 to be MVP. Obviously, you're dodging Kelsey in that scenario. And there's a new wrinkle to the MVP betting this year.
The fan vote
gets 20%. So what?
Bad idea.
Really is.
To give the fans a vote.
Yeah, because it's just a popularity contest then.
Yeah, well, so
Kelsey beats Mahomes in that situation. Then.
Well, I think Kelsey's going to get 20% if the Niners win 35-0. Like, honestly.
If he's targeted 11 times and has 11 catches, he's going to get more.
But the Swifty factor is irrespective of performance.
And that's not to, like, denigrate Swifty fan knowledge of the NFL. Like, there's, like, threads on Reddit right now about go out and vote for Taylor's boyfriend.
That's
like,
acknowledging the power.
Yeah, it's the power, right. They're going to – it's like when Barstool said that they wanted Mitch Trubisky to win the MVP, because Big Cat thought it would be funny, and they lost – and it was funny, and they lost the game in – Trubisky won the award, so that Trubisky had to,
losing
like,
team.
He had to like sit there and accept this weird award as voted on by kids.
All right. Speaking of Kelsey, I had seen the point made and then kind of went back and listened to some stuff, and then I brought it up on Friday. I think Travis Kelsey has been a tremendous boyfriend this week, and I wanted your thoughts on that because when asked about his more powerful girlfriend repeatedly over and over during his work week, he has been respectful, supportive, and unbothered by such things.
I mean, he's dealt with a lot of discussion, I feel like, and a lot of questions sent his way about pop culture. We talked about it on our show on Wednesday, Lawrence and Dan, about how he's become people's image for so many things that I feel like he's done an excellent job of maintaining who he is in all of this. I know we talked about that on Wednesday. I thought it was important to bring up.
Yeah, when it comes to his hairstyle, there are people that were assigning a low tapered fade to Travis Kelsey.
That was a bad job.
I mean, it was the New York Times.
Yeah, that was a miss.
That was a
and he
that
handled
was a bad
that
moment for the culture.
He handled that with incredible like grace and like understanding. And I think this whole week, I think it partially has to do with they know, like the Chiefs have been here so many times, like they know. And now, I mean, the relationship with him and Taylor now is what, 4 months strong, at least
maybe
publicly,
earlier.
maybe a little bit earlier. So I, I feel as if being around the type of machinery that is Taylor Swift, seeing how she handles things, really gives you an idea of, oh, okay, that's how I can handle things in my sphere. I would give her a lot of credit for giving an example to him, but also the examples that he's already had throughout the Super Bowls that they've played in.
Well, they've had some like pretty quiet, like humble brag, like very swaggy comments of like, we're just going to do the same plan that we had for last year's Super Bowl. Like, you know what I mean? In terms of their travel and their game week and their prep. And like, we're just going to keep our Super Bowl routine the same, is what Mahomes said. Because it's his fourth. And so Andy Reid's thing is like, I want to have, like, they do the whole game plan install before they leave. They don't want to do any game planning when they're in Vegas at the Super Bowl site. So the whole game plan was installed by last Thursday. So that by the time they get on the plane, they'll do the walkthrough.
Do they bring Nagy to those meetings, or do they not hook up his head?
He's just allowed to come.
Okay.
Yeah, but he doesn't speak.
You.
Okay.
Yeah. Go over there and be you.
But they've had some great quotes like that where it's like, yeah, we've done this before.
They had a full padded practice on like Wednesday, where they actually hit and went at a little bit. And that to me, is pretty astounding. Apparently, the players wanted it. They wanted to get thudded up a little bit before the game. And the Niners did not. They were in shells all week. They did not do that.
They were supposed to on Thursday.
Their field was too spongy. They were bouncing up and down.
The field was too spongy.
Yes. And they were so tired from the fire alarm.
Man, the field thing is legit.
We talked about that a lot last year after the game.
It is absolutely ridiculous. And Goodell obfuscating about it and telling them to suck it up and all of that crap. They changed their plan.
The NFL has to do better.
Oh, my God. And
you have this premier event, this worldwide event. It has to be more even than, you know, the league with the home team gets the really great facility and the other team gets kind of a crappy one.
Thursday was supposed to be their hard contact practice, and they decided to blow it off because they didn't trust the field.
I told Dan and Layla, I've actually run on that field at UNLV. It's super spongy.
Well, so listen. So I was the pool reporter 1 year. You know, so you go to practice. You know, you get your little card and you make sure everyone's there. First thing you do, then you check all of the, you know, who's at what position. And then you get to talk to the coach after the practice. So it was in Jacksonville. It was New England playing. I've done it a few different times, but it was New England against the Eagles. And Belichick they got us on a high school field. Look at this field. He just bitched about the field because they were the away team and they got the poorer field. And he didn't like anything about it. And he complained about it and all that stuff. I think, and they won that game. And let me tell you something. I'm at that practice and I have a buddy who's a big Eagles fan. And I called him up and I'm like, you know, there's no chance you guys are going to win. These guys are so ready. They're so loose. They're so, like, Matt Light is doing a Harry Carey impersonation while they're stretching. It was the most professional, relaxed. They're playing, like, music from New Jersey rockers, you know. They got some Springsteen. They got, who's the guy
Bon
they
Jovi.
Love? Bon Jovi. They played someone. And I'm sitting there like, God, can't you upgrade the music? But they were loose as a goose. They'd been there. Nothing bothered them. They had the terrible field. They complained about it, and they won the game.
Well, or was it a distraction to let you not pay attention to maybe the PSI of the ball? Just saying.
There's that,
just
too.
Saying.
Yeah. That had already been resolved.
We've got a parlay to build. We're all going to put in some best bets. I think we still have a little bit we should do on the Niners specifically. If we're all picking against them, there's got to be reasons why we're concerned about the Niners. Then we can talk a little grub as well before out here how we're going to be consuming during the big game. It's the Circa Illinois Big Game Watch Party at Benchmark in Old Town on the Score.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back live from Benchmark in Old Town with more of the Scores Big Game broadcast featuring Mully and Haw, Bernstein and Holmes with Layla Rahimi, and the Parkins and Spiegel Show presented by Circa Sports Illinois on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Thanks for hanging out with The Score and Circa at the Big Game Watch Party at Benchmark in Old Town. We're taking you up to Westwood One's coverage, as you know, Chiefs and Niners later today, Super Bowl 58 in Vegas. The official pregame is coming up after us at 3 o'clock, kickoff at 5:30. The Super Bowl can be heard exclusively in Chicago on 670 The Score or with the free Odyssey app. Nance and Romo on TV, Harlan and Kurt Warner on the radio.
So I love, Danny, that every year the Super Bowl is an opportunity for whatever network is doing it to break out something new. Hey, what do we got? If it's a new graphics package, you'll see different things like that. I referenced it on Friday's show. There are indeed 20 pylon cameras.
Oh, ooh. That's not all.
20?
That sounds great.
20, and there are what, 6 doink cams?
Yep.
As well, but I was able to get some clarity on the pylon cams because, like most of us, I have a photoelectric sensor and relays guy, and I was talking to him about it, and he told me that there are 4 pylons in the end zone. Each pylon has a camera that goes across the field sideways, and one goes down the sidelines. There are 2 cameras in each pylon. He attached a sketch, which I'm happy to forward to you guys if you'd like it. No, nobody jump at once. And then the other 4 are the yard markers. There's a yard marker on the first pole that they move, and there's one at the first down marker. And each of those have 2 cameras in it. So that'll
be
new.
Do any of them help Romo find a thought?
Jeez, man.
I don't believe they're thought gathering cameras. So, but my question is this: do you remember a moment from a previous Super Bowl when the network broke out something you had never seen before, that then became sort of commonplace?
Skycam.
The first Super Bowl that broke that out.
Yeah, where you're like, oh my God, like we're all going to get this opportunity on replays to see the all 22, or you're going to be able to travel along with a player as they're running down the field.
Wasn't that from the XFL?
Yes.
See, I remember that at the Olympics when Michael Johnson was sprinting and they used Skycam for Michael Johnson. That was the first time I'd ever seen it. But the Super Bowl with the Ravens, the Trent Dilfer Super Bowl, CBS had installed 30 cameras around the stadium. And they were able to freeze.
Oh, do the Matrix-like stuff.
At a particular spot on the field. And I remember Jermaine Lewis returned a punt for a touchdown. And the moment where he stepped close to the out-of-bounds line, but not over it, they froze it and showed you the camera angle from 360 going around. I was like, damn, that's cool.
And now they use that, like they use a singular speed camera at the award shows. Like, and they capture these amazing moments of people as they walk the red carpet where you're only supposed to do, like, a pose like this for, like, a second, and it goes all around you, it's so, like, amazing. I saw one of Angela Bassett yesterday where all she did was just this, and you see the picture of her, and you're like, oh, my God, like, that is... That type of photography is really amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. So I don't know what's going to feel new. The doink cam, I suppose, and this one, if we get a doink. We need a doink.
I think Molly and I remember the year that they rolled out the forward pass. That was a big deal. We thought, this will really be different once they start doing this. And
it'll never stick.
Throwing it through the air, this newfangled stuff.
Was Goodyear Blimp first unveiled at a Super Bowl?
Good question.
No idea.
I don't know. That's when we're like, oh, it's a big
Well, it became
game.
The subject of a disaster movie regarding the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Well, pretty damn scary one, too.
Thank you for bringing up disaster, Dan.
Dan's hadn't
had it in a while, and I was like, oh, it's a 3-hour show.
Should I mention that both Blaine Gabbert and
that's what I was suggesting.
That's the darkest timeline.
Let's get back to the backup quarterbacks, Dan.
No, but for special teams, though, for a doink, Moody, the kicker for the night, he's got 4 missed kicks in the last 3 games. They drafted a kicker. Very questionable roster building strategy. And Harrison Butker, he's one of the best postseason kickers ever.
He's on a Vinatieri-like postseason run. He's the only kick he's missed in all of their postseason games is actually he missed an extra point. But he's perfect on field goals, and Allegiant Stadium is one of the easiest stadiums in the NFL to kick in. It's considered a very, like, even by dome standards, it's a very friendly kicking backdrop.
Dan Campbell says go for it.
Yes, yes. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Poor Dan Campbell.
Did you guys know that Mahomes has never lost in a dome?
He's never lost in that stadium. He's like 6-0 in Allegiant Stadium.
He has the second most wins in that stadium behind Derek Carr. Which is amazing.
God,
but
that feels like a Pujols home runs in Wrigley stat.
Yeah, yeah, it's an incredible stat. But
Joe Nathan saves against the White Sox.
How dare you?
Mahomes lost. He lost at Lucas Oil, but the roof was open, so it doesn't technically count. But so in a closed roof stadium, he's 11-0 with like 25 touchdowns against 2 interceptions. Averaging 340 yards per game passing and rushing.
That is
impossible.
I do think with a lot of these roof stadiums, the windows are becoming an issue. And it's not just obviously the quality of the windows, which we've talked about, but the angle, especially
Russ
during
Armstrong.
Particular
Call Window Nation.
Yes. But
Russ
during
Armstrong.
Particular times
window
of the year,
Nation.
Like players have talked about, for example, window at Nation. AT&T, that window issue being huge, you know,
yes.
The sun and the glare. So I think there is something to, like, ball players talk about where they like to play because they can see the ball easier. You know, the entire backdrop is a batter's eye. I think there is something to that. Like, the variable gets taken out a little bit.
Yes, I mean, the over-under for longest kick made in the game is 47.5 yards.
Oh, go over on that.
Over.
Kind of like the over.
Well, yeah, because the Chiefs have stalled at times. I know the Niners' defense not great, but, like, my goodness.
And Shanahan is an oddly conservative big game coach. He's taken the air out of the ball, like, which I would argue reflects that he's not that confident in Purdy, but he gets very conservative. I could see him settling for kicks also.
The under Shanahan, the Niners 0-36, it might be 0-37, when they trail by 8 or more in the fourth quarter. That is not a comeback team, and it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. That is just.
Well, he's never had a good quarterback.
Well, that because he keeps rolling through all of them.
Yeah.
They did draft a quarterback. They did trade up and get themselves Trey Lance.
That is one of the craziest trades in NFL history.
Other than Mitch Trubisky?
There was a discussion about that, actually, because say the Niners lose this game. What would they have been able to get had they not made that trade in that respective draft? And would that have gotten them farther to
where the Niners lose this game?
Yes.
What would they have been able to get in?
If they had not traded up to get Trey Lance in that draft.
They gave up like 3 picks.
Well, if they would have just stayed pat with their pick. Anyone remember who the pick was? The 12th pick in that draft? Micah Parsons.
No way.
Yeah.
He's better than Chase Young.
Yeah.
They have a really weird quarterback history. I saw Schefter put something out today about how they didn't bother to do research on Pat Mahomes and that quarterback class because they
Ryan Pace is like, good idea.
Yeah, well, ha. But they thought they were going to get Kirk Cousins. They thought they were going to get the Shanahan Cousins reunion, so they didn't do the homework on those guys.
And that drumbeat would have been a lot louder.
Cousins reunion.
I mean, that's one of those things where if that second half of the game doesn't turn around 2 weeks ago, that becomes a possibility again.
Right. And then the trade up for Lance is an admission that you can't build a team where they don't believe you can necessarily build a team in the way that they're always celebrated for. You know, because he's like, oh, well, no, I know we have a great roster, but we got to go get this guy.
Not to mention the Kaepernick run.
Kaepernick run earlier, obviously, but Shanahan and Lynch. Also, the Brady dalliance, you know,
right.
Which is a terrible Robert Ludlum novel,
in a weird, funny mirror type of way. Brady could be starting this game. They wanted this year to be the starter. They told that. To Purdy. They told him he's going to be the backup unless.
Right.
He's
going to
be the starter unless.
And so if the whole thing is Shanahan can win with any quarterback, he sure seems to target great quarterbacks.
He's trying
a
good
quarterback.
And I'm just not convinced that if Purdy plays in this game like he played against the Ravens, that they're not going to do the exact same thing this offseason. Why would they not?
Go to Brady, you mean?
To To anybody else.
Kirk Cousins.
Go to Kirk Cousins.
Could be time for the Cousins reunion.
Kirk Cousins might secure a bag this season.
Again.
Or draft the quarterback.
Again.
Timing undefeated with that.
Or trade for Justin Fields.
They could have had him the first time.
The reason they drafted Trey Lance.
They
viewed him as like an empty canvas where he was going to paint his masterpiece. This guy can do certain things, but I'll teach him everything he needs to know about the position.
It was such a smug.
It was so smug.
The ego of these people.
But they
and made, by that I mean talk show hosts.
They made that trade a month before the draft. They didn't know who was, like, they didn't even know who they were going to take. The reporting that's come out since is like, it was either going to be Mac Jones or Trey Lance. I cannot think of two more different quarterback
rounds. That's what's so insane that we're talking all this Bears stuff. That we presume that there's some grand plan and they're just you know, flipping switches in the proper order to move. And a lot of this is just going to be dumb luck and whim.
Or dumb process.
True. That could also be
because we know
saved by luck.
Because we know that their dumb process is how they got into the quarterback situation in 2017. It's like the process was really bad. Terrible.
The Niners also drafted George Kittle.
That's pretty good.
In round five. But Adam Shaheen, the Bears pick that year.
The original Baby
really
Gronk.
Good.
The original.
Really good. Good player.
Was that the Shaheen draft?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah. Shaheen in the second and Kittle in the fifth.
Mercifully, I have blocked that out.
I'm here to bring him.
No. Do you, Dan, when you said Bears, like history says no, is that because of Bears history or because most quarterbacks don't go to a Super Bowl?
Both.
Okay. Because it is interesting, like, if, and obviously we don't know, but if Caleb is what he's supposed to be, the hit rate actually is a lot higher. Like, Burrow was in a Super Bowl on a rookie contract. You know what I mean? Luck didn't make a Super Bowl, but he made a deep playoff run. Trevor Lawrence hasn't yet.
Kaepernick was in the Super Bowl.
Mahomes did. Lamar was an MVP his second year. Like, you know.
How many of those teams had defensive head coaches?
Does he have any
are we,
say
are
in
we
anything?
Counting Harbaugh as a
no,
defensive?
No, special teams.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's...
I'm just saying, like, we change that to non-offensive?
None.
Seahawks
none.
And Pete. Seahawks and Pete. I'm telling you, if Caleb is here, the Legion of Boom Seahawks will be the model that you ought to think about.
But also, you said that anybody can coach this defense to being top five.
Yeah.
Well, so if Caleb is what he's supposed to be, it's a top five quarterback with a top five defense. Those teams go to Super Bowls.
A top his first year as a rookie, a top five quarterback.
Within the rookie contract, within 3 years.
Yeah. It has to be because that's the
shelf life of the defense.
Of Montez Sweat contract.
Yeah, but
Raheem doctrine.
But Mahomes won an MVP his second year. Lamar won an MVP his second year. Burrow was in a Super Bowl with 2 or 3 years into the deal. You know what I mean? Like if you're that. And you're within the realm, like, yes, obviously I've got Eberflus.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
It's obviously best case scenario.
It's just hard for me to envision it. It takes a huge leap of faith to envision it happening just because of the Bears' life lived.
Bears won 7 games this year. They lost 10. And we're talking about the Super Bowl.
There was a time, though, when
we were
like, there's no way the Bears are going to win 7 games. Like, that's a huge jump from 3-14. And they actually pulled it off.
They sell losing.
They sell recovering from losing.
They sell losing.
They sell hope. Like,
we may have lost that game, but 3 of those games, we were awful close. Again. We went 0-4 early, but if we won 2 of those, like, that's what they tell you.
We're at Benchmark 1510 North Wells in Old Town. Come on out. You can still have a chance to register. Benchmark is giving away a trip to Circa. Not a bad gig. I think everyone has a best prop. We can put it together for a little parlay on the Circa app. It's the Circa Illinois Big Game Watch Party at Benchmark in Old Town on the Score.
We're back live from Benchmark in Old Town with more of the Score's Big Game broadcast featuring Mully and Haw, Bernstein and Holmes with Layla Rahimi, and the Parkins and Spiegel Show presented by Circa Sports Illinois on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
We want to make sure it doesn't harm the game, that people, when they're watching an NFL game, they know the action on the field is genuine and without any outside influence, number one. I think the other one is the work that Anna spends an awful lot of time on, which is responsible gambling.
Oh, shut up, nerd.
It's
gamble. It's the Super Bowl of gambling.
Let's ask him about diversity so we can change it to being about women instead.
Women.
That was a good sleight of hand by him. Yeah. It's the Circa Illinois Big Game Watch Party at Benchmark in Old Town. We are all here. We're taking you up to Westwood One's coverage of the Super Bowl, which you, of course, can hear right here on the Score. Thanks to Benchmark. Great spot. Come on out. 1510 North Wells here in Old Town. All right, who wants to step into the water first? Who's got a lot? Go ahead, Layla.
Please don't do this. This is a public service announcement. Do not drink every time Tony Romo says Jim. You will die. Don't do it.
That's good advice.
Don't do it. Count how many times he says it. You might be
distracted.
Take
me over. Yeah.
But just please don't do it.
I'm going to take Travis Kelce Super Bowl MVP.
Wow. Did you already bet it?
Yep.
What'd you
had
get?
1,600.
16-1? Good. It's a good number. I saw 13-1 today.
I figured
already.
Between strolling down Narrative Street or like what Mully was saying about if he has another game where his production is high, ordinarily that ends up going to the quarterback. But considering all of the heat around him, I feel like whether you got it at 16, 14, or 13, I feel like that's a pretty good bet.
All right. Yeah, I mean, do you think he needs two touchdowns? Because a tight end's never won Super Bowl MVP. It's never happened. It surprised me.
I think he needs one, but it has to be
yards.
Yeah, like one and a hundo, and more shots of T Swizzle.
Yeah,
and he's good.
And a low scoring game probably. Right.
If they do like what they did in the AFC title game.
Right. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Because I always try to make my bets correlate to like make them tell a story.
Yeah.
And I did that in the Chiefs Bucks game. But they were heavily Chiefs correlated, and that's when I went 0-13 on bets. That was the worst Super Bowl of my life by far. Mully, you got one that you like?
I like Kyle Juszczyk. I like every bet with him, but I'll take catches. I think it's 0.5, so he needs a catch to cash the bet. I'll take it.
I like that.
I love that bet.
Yeah. the way they've been using him. And
where's that on your sheet? I want to see that one.
I haven't found out the sheet. That was my one going in.
Oh, okay. No. I just want to know what the number is. All right.
Yeah, I don't know the number.
I've got two. I'm going to bet the exact score.
Ooh.
Going 27-17 Chiefs. A couple of field goals for Butker, like you were talking about earlier. And so that's fun because that's, 5,000 to 1. It's
50 to 1.
Yeah,
that's also the answer.
Plus 50,000.
5,000.
So 5,000. It is. Yeah. So plus 50,000. $10 will win me $5,010.
They told us there would be no math.
And then here's the one I really like, just because it's fun and you can find it out there and the whole room can root for it. Any non-quarterback to throw a passing touchdown, either team.
I actually don't think that's a terrible bet because I can envision Christian McCaffrey throwing a touchdown.
Absolutely,
Dan. Does that include the backup quarterback?
No.
It's not a quarterback.
Well, they're still quarterbacks.
But that's I got that.
Are they
only marginal?
Plus 3,500. So the whole room can root for that together.
Guys,
for any non-quarterback to throw a passing touchdown.
Mine was simply Christian McCaffrey rushing yards. And I know we just talked about him versus man coverage, but 89.5 seemed high. So I say under.
Oh, I thought it was 93 at one point earlier in the week.
According I think you're right. I think it moved down because I think Layla's right. It's an absurd number.
Well, it's not depending on their coverage, I think, for Kansas City. But that's hot.
Dan, we talked about Window Nation earlier. Christian McCaffrey flag and anthem. He has his own clothing line.
That's right.
You gotta, called Hippie Cowboy.
That's your ride or die.
Hippie Cowboy.
You scared
Vegas
me when
Vegas Haw is
about
wearing it right now.
Yeah.
Nice and cozy, I'm sure.
Go ahead, Dan.
Brock Purdy's going to throw a pick.
There we go. Let's fade this guy. He's got a horseshoe up his ass this whole career.
Oh,
such a fraud.
Wow.
The line is the
Let's
line
get
is
it out.
One
half.
Don't talk about Burnsy like that. He's right here.
All he has to do is throw one, and he's going to throw one.
I agree. How did he not throw one?
Off someone's face mask?
He should.
Not to mention, that wasn't his worst pass.
No.
It was the one running to his left and throwing to his right to the middle of the field.
The one that you caught.
He's a jammy son of a gun.
Chiefs minus 9.5. Go reverse line. Go Chiefs blowout.
What type of juice did you get for that?
Plus 380. Almost 4-1. If you want to say that they'll win by two touchdowns, plus 600, minus 13.5.
Well,
I've got a little on both.
Well, again, look, if they
should be favored, they're not. So blow out in the opposite direction. The numbers are huge. Chiefs by double digits, you can get nearly 4-1.
And if they get a lead and it forces them to the yes. Niners to start passing and changing their risk calculus.
Purdy throws interception.
Pick six.
You guys can do it. You're in.
Yes, and Mahomes doesn't turn the ball over. So if Purdy just gives you one or two extra possessions, and I'm telling you, this Niners defense is not good. They got blown up by the Ravens. Aaron Jones ran all over them. The Lions ran all over them. They've got a ton of names, but they're not producing.
Matt Bowen told us. Matt Bowen said the very first third down, watch Bosa. And if they've got a plan for blocking him on third and something, that could be a bellwether or a benchmark.
Thank you to everyone here at Benchmark in Old Town.
Tying the rooms together.
Look at him. It's been one hell of a day. Thank you to Rich Wyatt for getting us on the air. Dustin Rhodes, Shane Reardon, Lawrence, Dan, Layla, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, Spiegs, Mully, and Parkins. It's the Big Game Watch Party at Circa on the Score.
We're back live from Benchmark at Old Town with more of the Score's Big Game broadcast featuring Mully and Haw, Bernstein and Holmes with Layla Rahimi, and the Parkins and Spiegel Show, presented by Circa Sports Illinois on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
We want to make sure it doesn't harm the game, that people, when they're watching an NFL game, they know the action on the field is genuine and without any outside influence, number one. I think the other one is the work that Anna spends an awful lot of time on, which is responsible gambling.
Oh, shut up, nerd. It's gamble. It's the Super Bowl of gambling.
Let's ask him about diversity so we can change it to being about women instead.
Women.
That was a good sleight of hand by him. Yeah. It's the Circa Illinois Big Game Watch Party at Benchmark in Old Town. We are all here. We're taking you up to Westwood One's coverage of the Super Bowl, which you, of course, can hear right here on the Score. Thanks to Benchmark. Great spot. Come on out. 1510 North Wells here in Old Town. All right, who wants to step into the water first? Who's got a lot? Go ahead, Layla.
Please don't do this. This is a public service announcement. Do not drink every time Tony Romo says gin. You will die. Don't do it.
That's good advice.
Don't do it. Count how many times he says it. You might be distracted.
Yeah.
But just please don't do it.
I'm going to take Travis Kelce Super Bowl MVP.
Wow. Did you already bet it?
Yep.
What'd you
get? 1,600.
16-1? Good. It's a good number. I saw 13-1 today.
I figured between strolling down Narrative Street or like what Mully was saying about if he has another game where his production is high, ordinarily that ends up going to the quarterback. But considering all of the heat around him, I feel like whether you got it at 16, 14, or 13, I feel like that's a pretty good bet.
All right, yeah. I mean, do you think he needs two touchdowns? Because a tight end's never won Super Bowl MVP. It's never happened. It surprised me.
I think he needs one, but it has to be
yards.
Yeah, like one and a hundo, and more shots of T Swizzle.
Yeah,
and he's good.
And a low scoring game probably. Right.
If they do like what they did in the AFC title game.
Right. Yep. Okay. Yeah, because I always try to make my bets correlate to, like, make them tell a story.
Yeah.
And I did that in the Chiefs-Bucks game, but they were heavily Chiefs-correlated, and that's when I went 0-13 on bets. That was the worst Super Bowl of my life by far. Mully, you got one that you like?
I like Kyle Juszczyk. I like every bet with him, but I'll take catches. I think the it's 0.5. So he needs a catch to catch the bet. I'll take it.
I like that.
I love that bet.
Yeah, the way they've been using him.
Where's that on your sheet? I want to see that one.
I haven't found out the sheet. That was my one going in.
Oh, okay. No. I just want to know what the number is. All right.
Yeah, I don't know the number.
I'll find it.
I've got two. I'm going to bet the exact score.
Ooh.
Going 27-17 Chiefs. Couple of field goals for Butker, like you were talking about earlier. And so that's fun because that's, 5,000 to 1. It's
50 to 1.
Yeah.
That's also the answer.
Plus 50,000.
5,000.
So 5,000.
It is. Yeah, so plus 50,000. 10 bucks will win me $5,010.
They told us there would be no math.
And then here's the one I really like, just because it's fun, and you can find it out there, and the whole room can root for it. Any non-quarterback to throw a passing touchdown. Either team.
I actually don't think that that's a terrible bet, because I can envision Christian McCaffrey throwing a touchdown.
Absolutely.
Dan, does that include the backup quarterback?
Oh, no.
It's not still a quarterback.
No, they're still quarterbacks.
But so that's, I got that.
Are they?
Only marginal.
Plus 3,500. So the whole room can root for that together.
Guys,
for any non-quarterback to throw a passing touchdown.
Mine was simply Christian McCaffrey rushing yards. And I know we just talked about him versus man coverage, but 89 and a half seemed high. So I say under.
Oh, I thought it was 93 at one point earlier in the week.
I think you're right. I think it moved down because I think Layla's right. It's an absurd number.
Well, it's not depending on their coverage, I think, for Kansas City, but that's hot.
Dan, we talked about Window Nation earlier. Chris McCaffrey, flag and anthem. He has his own clothing line.
That's right.
Called Hippie Cowboy.
That's your ride or die.
Hippie Cowboy.
You scared
Vegas
me when
Vegas Haw is wearing it right now.
Yeah.
Nice and cozy, I'm sure.
Go ahead, Dan.
Brock Purdy's going to throw a pick.
There we go. Let's fade this guy. He's got a horseshoe up his ass this whole career.
Oh,
such a fraud.
Wow.
The line is the
Let's
line
get
is
it out.
One
half.
Don't talk about Burnsy like that. He's right here.
All he has to do is throw one, and he's going to throw one.
I agree. How did he not throw one?
Off someone's face mask?
He should.
Not to mention, that wasn't his worst pass.
No.
It was the one running to his left and throwing to his right to the middle of the field.
The one that Juszczyk
caught. He's a jammy son of a gun.
Chiefs minus 9.5. Go reverse line. Go Chiefs blowout.
What type of juice did you get for that?
Plus 380. Mm. Almost 4-1. If you want to say that they'll win by two touchdowns, plus 600. Minus 13.5.
Well,
I've got a little on both.
Well, again, look, if
they should be favored, they're not. So blow out in the opposite direction. The numbers are huge. Chiefs by double digits, you can get nearly 4-1.
And if they get a lead and it forces them to the Niners to start passing and changing their risk calculus.
Purdy throws interception.
Pick six.
You guys can do it. You're in.
Yes, and Mahomes doesn't turn the ball over. So if Purdy just gives you one or two extra possessions, and I'm telling you, this Niners defense is not good. They got blown up by the Ravens. Aaron Jones ran all over them. The Lions ran all over them. They've got a ton of names.
Matt Bowen told us. Matt Bowen said the very first third down, watch Bosa. And if they've got a plan for blocking him on third and something, that could be a bellwether or a benchmark.
Or a benchmark. Thank you to everyone here at Benchmark in Old Town.
Tying the room together.
Look at it. Been Radio one Pro. Hell of a day. Thank you to Rich Wyatt for getting us on the air. Dustin Rhodes, Shane Reardon, Lawrence, Dan, Layla, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, Spiegs, Mully, and Parkins. It's the Big Game Watch Party at Circa on the Score. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.